All right, Jerry Brown? Jerry? ¿Ah? Oh, I'm sorry, yes, diga.
Para poner un ejemplo y reforzar la idea de lo que nos explicó el señor Ross, es poner un ejemplo de la carrera de Purity en San Francisco. Con la presión directa que le pusimos a esa tienda, a una sola tienda, que le vaciaron el lote allí de carros que no tenía venta y que estaban perjudicando grandemente, a eso obedeció que 84 tiendas se rindieron de esa cadena con el hecho de la acción directa a una sola tienda. Por eso no lo que el señor nos dice que no es como seguir de tienda en tienda, sino que a una sola tienda para aplicar la acción directa.
Okay, Jerry.
What I was going to say was that I think in building up to the direct action in the picket line, that you know we have to do some analysis of which store ahead of time. Now maybe that's all assumed in what everyone's saying, but you know, in what percentage of the market that store has, and then which of the various stores in that chain in the neighborhoods that you can really hurt them. Once you go to that point, I think you should spend some time doing some research. Go to the store and see who buys there. You know, what kind of people come in. Spend a couple of days just hanging around the place. Then I think I'd like to add one thing beyond what people said about, you know, going leafleting house to house. Because I think, you know, in any neighborhood, I think we could find at least a few housewives from that neighborhood who shopped at that store or who are known in that neighborhood who would come on the picket line with us. And I think it'd be worth the time to find a few of those people who are right from that neighborhood and, you know, from no other people in the neighborhood. Beyond that, I think, you know, and again, assuming we have a picket line, at the point that we go after a store, I think we should think in terms of all-out war. In other words, we're just not there, you know, how many hours a day we can be there. But for example, we find out who the manager is. Now he's probably, you know, lives out in some nice suburban house. Well, if this store is closed on Sunday, we can pick at his house on Sunday. And, you know, people, yeah, other housewives can call up his wife and ask her what this guy's doing, you know. And, you know, and then I think, you know, we don't want to be violent and we don't want to be destructive, but we could be very unpredictable. And if there are some kinds of disruptions that, you know, can only work for one day, well, I think we could throw them in. You know, if somebody comes in with a guerrilla theater for one day in the middle of a store, or somebody, all the bags disappear that people put presents in, or, you know, if people just keep calling up his house or show up at his church on Sunday morning with picket signs and leaflets about him, you know, I think we should think in that kind of terms, you know, just every possible aspect that's going to really make this guy think we're nuts and try to get us, you know, out of there. But I think, you know, the main point was getting people from the neighborhood on the picket line, and, you know, don't let this guy go home from the house, from the store, and forget about the grape strike. Have people call him up, have people picket his house, especially if he's in a lily white suburb. You can bring a black and brown picket line to his house, the neighbors will get the grapes off.
What happens if he's not the owner of the store, he just works there?
Well, if he's the manager, you know, I still think that, you know, that can be effective. For example, in many towns, well, not many towns, in, say, secondary towns, size towns, maybe, well, New Orleans, for example, or in Albany, the largest chain is owned, is not a national chain, it's a local chain. And the owner is a big deal in local politics, and, you know, that's a problem, of course. I mean, the owner's a big deal in local politics and lives in the area, or, you know, lives in the area. Also, the manager of the store, I think we have to bring pressure on him. I mean, he'll translate that pressure to the people who own it, if we can make it hot enough for him.
We have this young lady, yes, her name, and then Mr. Rivera, and then Pete.
En español.
En español. Yes,
en español.
Sir, you want to do it, or do you want
a resume? A resume. I mean, no.
While you decide, you said I could talk about the four people.
Well, we're trying to get the...
Okay, I'll call this translator. Dijo, Jerry, que es muy necesario que
que hagan un estudio de quién compran en las tiendas, así conocen sus clientes, qué clase de gente compra allí, que se den cuenta qué porcentaje de todo el mercado tiene una cadena en una ciudad. Porque cuando de vez, ya cuando hacen la decisión de irse atrás de una cadena, debía ser guerra total, en toda forma, no violenta, pero en toda forma. Por ejemplo, hay llamándole a su esposa, otras esposas le pueden estar llamando a la esposa del manejador, que cuando se vaya él de la tienda, que no se le olvide que hay boicoteo, que por todos lados donde vaya esa persona, que siempre le estén hablando de la uva. Por ejemplo, haciéndole línea de guardia en los domingos cuando no está abierta la tienda. Y luego también haciendo otras cosas que no son irritaciones, que también se le pueden echar ahí ya que se están haciendo otras cosas. Por ejemplo, el teatro guerrillero también podía hacer unas cuantas cosas en la tienda. Pero que no le hace dónde está esa persona, que no se le olvide. Siempre atrás de las personas responsables.
Elias.
One thing we're missing is that there's no one way of doing it. There's many ways. And I think the key is you have to have a method and you got to stick to it. You got to have a plan. And you got to know your objective, decide who he is, why you're going after him, and then decide on a method and then follow through on it. Now, everything that we've been doing works in different parts of the country for different reasons. I don't think we should say that, no, this doesn't work or no, that doesn't work. I think we should put on a list. If we're going to have a picket line, this is the way we should do it. And we should have step by step. Like, for instance, when we did in one part of LA, we saw an area, we said we're going to attack the area. So the first thing we did was we went looking for small chain stores. We had all the people left over from the campaign for Humphrey, so we also sent them through the community with leaflets, talking door to door. So we went by step, we knew which store we're going to hit first, which store was weakest, and so on. But we had a plan, and there's many things we could have used. The other ideas that I've heard today could have gone into that plan. Some we couldn't have used because we didn't have enough people. But I keep seeing people destroy other ideas, and I think we shouldn't destroy anybody's one idea. We should let everybody in each city decide.
Good ideas are never destroyed.
Dice la persona que lo que se debe, lo que ha pasado es que dice que diferentes ideas se están destruyendo cuando se presentan, que nos debemos dar cuenta es que hay cosas que trabajan en unas ciudades y no trabajan en otras, y que lo que se tiene que hacer es encontrar las cosas esas cuantas tácticas que trabajan en una ciudad, y luego hacer un plan y estarse con el plan hasta el fin. Por ejemplo, en Los Ángeles dice que escogieron una área y fueron paso por paso usando diferentes tácticas para quitar la uva. Pues mi pregunta es si la quitaron o no. Y luego dice que se han cansado, que si están, que nomás han estado destruyendo ideas, y luego César dijo que una buena idea nunca se ha destruido.
Vamos. Yes, we wiped out the whole area.
We're going to stop here because we're still on direct action, but his report was a picket line. I think that whatever few pickets we had, you know, are demolished now. So we're going to go to the next idea. If you have more ideas, Peggy, you have ideas in direct action, you can bring them up then. Huh? But let's hear now. Vamos a irnos al otro punto que tiene él. Porque estamos concentrando en la línea etiqueta y hay otras cosas que vamos a concentrar.
El otro punto es ir con la gente mexicana y decirles que ya todos están organizados, negritos y americanos, y están organizados y tienen mucho poder. ¿Por qué nosotros no nos juntamos todos, y todos los mexicanos, y nos unimos todos a la lucha? Y al mismo tiempo juntar unos cuatro o cinco que nos ayuden a juntar unas 20 personas, y de esas 20 personas escoger unos 5 o 6 que vayan delante del pick and line, hacer un pick and line de unos 4 o 5 y un grupo delante, ir a las tiendas a comprar, y cuando vean el pick and line, salirse, llenar las tiendas y salirse, Luego de allí se mueve uno a otra tienda. Manda uno, entonces se salen y se van a otra tienda. Ya cuando sea uno, tantito uno el tiempo, que ellos ya están listos en la otra tienda, va, mueve uno el picking line a la otra tienda y así se va tienda por tienda. Y luego otro día escoge un otro grupo y la misma cosa, tienda por tienda.
¿Es en la misma cadena?
Sí. O en la misma cadena o en cualquier tienda que sea. Esa táctica la usamos nosotros en San Francisco y trabajó. Fue del modo que movieron las uvas de todos los supermercados independientes.
This particular tactic works this way. Let's say, for example, you get about 20 people together one day, and then five or six of these people move ahead of your picket line. Okay, let's say, you know, here's a store. Okay, the first group goes there and shops and gets a lot of stuff. Okay, then the picket line comes, sets up the picket line is set up. The people inside see the pickets, you know, and then so they leave all the stuff in the carts and leave. Okay, then they get in their cars and they go to the next store and do the same thing. And then by that time, after they've gotten to that store, then this picket line leaves and goes and sets up at that store and they do the same thing again. See, and then they go store by store, either in the chain or just any store that's within that area. And according to Guadalupe, that worked in San Francisco.
Well, he has two more points, and then we can keep them, you know, because most of them keep coming back to the picket line. So,
la otra idea es hacer un leaflet que diga no compre en las tiendas donde haya uvas y pasarlo casa por casa para convencer a todos los consumidores de que no compren en las tiendas en la tienda que esté cerca de su área y que tenga uvas.
Okay, this idea says that you compose a leaflet or put together a leaflet that says please don't buy in stores that sell grapes and then distribute these house to house.
La otra es hablar con las uniones de los Teamsters y convencerlos que nos ayuden a parar toda la fruta que llevan de aquí, a parar los troqueros que van de aquí, ¿ves? Por ejemplo, uno poner una línea de piquete en las terminales donde descargan todos los productos y uno de la misma unión de los Teamsters que esté allí presente para que él esté hablando con su misma gente y diciéndoles que no, por favor no crucen el picket line. Y esa es una, también es una presión directa porque esa va, ve, se para todo el tráfico de los troques y toda la uva se regresa para atrás y eso les duele a los rancheros.
¿Cuántos troques hemos podido parar? No podemos parar, yo no paro mucho.
Bueno, nosotros en San Francisco paramos como 27 troques, pero luego después agarramos.
Por un ratito, por un. Pero nunca hemos parado troques para que sea efectivo. ¿O sí?
No. Okay, now this idea says that we should go and talk to the Teamsters in order to get them to stop the trucks that carry grapes. So that in such a way that when we form, let's say, picket lines at the terminals, at the places where the grapes are delivered, or at the places where they're going to be taken from that terminal to another one, to get someone in the Teamsters to get these people to stop handling the grapes and just stopping everything. Then I asked, have you ever effectively stopped grapes this way? And the answer was, one time we stopped 27, but it was, you know, only for a little while.
All right. A little louder, please.
The thing that has to be gotten across to the store manager or whoever has the power to take off the grapes is through the consumer and the consumer's money. And if the store manager sees that he's losing the money of the consumer, he will take off his grapes. I think that one thing that's been mentioned in meetings before was the petition, going to the store manager or how to do for yourself, with petitions that you can gather in small groups or organizations, that they will not buy at his store, not just that they won't buy grapes, but that they won't buy at his store until he takes the grapes off. Another way that we found in San Jose that is effective is for the consumers who have turned away from the store to send him the stubs of their grocery list from other stores. And this is something that the store manager does not like. It shows him that he is losing money. If he's losing $50 for one family per week, then this will speak to him in conjunction with the picket line. But the consumer is the one who is going to force the store manager to take the grapes off. And of course, all of this is highly contingent upon effective organization, contacting people in church groups, unions, so forth. But the people who are behind you, if they continually will do this, not just every now and then, but if they continually send in their stubs and they continue to get petitions throughout the neighborhoods and so forth, this, and take them to the manager, not just let them sit, but take them time and time again, I think that that the store manager will be in more of a vulnerable spot than just with the picket line.
We're going to, so we can get more, because a lot of people want to participate. At this point, we just want the idea. We'll come back and we'll go through the organizing part of it, huh? Manuel Rivera, Pete, y luego Peggy.
Lo que dijo la señorita o la señora es que el consumidor es el que va a parar la uva y que lo que es necesario es ir, por ejemplo, a hacer contacto efectivamente con grupos de la iglesia, con las uniones y otros grupos que le puedan ayudar. Y agarrar de estas personas, usar una petición que ellos firmen, donde ellos prometen no comprar en tiendas donde se venda la uva. Y creo que, por ejemplo, esto es, la idea esta trabaja mejor cuando nomás es una cadena que se usa, por ejemplo, Safeway o algo así. Y luego, la gente que ha firmado esta petición manda todos los recibos de sus compras a Safeway o a la tienda donde antes compraba, y que eso se hace todo el tiempo, por ejemplo, todos los miembros de una organización colectan todos los recibos juntos y se los mandan a, por ejemplo, a una tienda de Safeway diciéndole, mire, ese es el negocio que usted está perdiendo por tener la UPA.
Cuando hablen, recuerden hablar más de la idea, no hablen de cómo organizar. Después vamos a venir a organizar las ideas, las mejores ideas, cómo organizarlas. As you speak, just talk about the idea, don't talk about how to organize it. We'll come back in a later date, hour or tomorrow, and we'll pick on some of what you think are the best ideas, and then we'll talk about how to organize it. Right now, we just want the ideas on direct action. If you can do it in three words, fine. Díganme.
Yo la idea que tenía, que eso del recorteo pues ha dado un resultado, que sea poco a poco, se va a dar resultado. ¿Por qué no se ponen de acuerdo a todos los piquetes de toda la nación y atacan a una sola cadena en toda la nación hasta que se dé?
Es bastante, es bastante. Esas son las ideas.
Esa idea es, when I coordinate pickets all over the country and hit one chain, everybody at the same time, all over the country.
Eso estamos hablando de ideas. We're talking about ideas how to do things. And that's the next idea. We'll come back and see if we can organize it. Pete, and then Peggy, and then John.
And then I'd like to elaborate the remark of Brother Majuri. Because this Sunday we are having a candlelight vigil at the in front of the house of the store owner of Lucky. And so if we hit that front with candlelight vigil and with the father and nuns and picket along with them, and that is giving sort of making the store owner to be ashamed of his neighbors. And we keep that thing up for every Sunday until such time that this store owner will give bail.
Well, let me just criticize that part. I think that people who own grocery stores and pick them at their homes really don't care, because according to JFK, most businessmen are SOBs. So, you know, you gotta make them lose money. Money is the game, is the name of the game. They gotta lose money before they move. And they'll never move on anything except money. Unless, now, if you get somebody who deals in prestige, like a well-known politician, that's different. But I think when you're dealing with grocery people, you know, money is the name of the game. You gotta make them lose money before they respond, it seems to me.
Dice que pues esta idea era de al mismo tiempo que se hace la línea de guardia por toda la nación, que se podían hacer unos servicios religiosos en frente de las casas de los que son los dueños de las tiendas, pero dijo César que esto verdaderamente no iba a trabajar porque a los manejadores no les va a importar y que eso no es lo efectivo es hacerles daño económicamente.
My name is Peggy McGivern, and the direct action that I think is important is the consumer that goes in to the management and says, I've shopped here for a year, I buy for my parish, I spend $100 every 2 weeks for them. I also shop for my family. You have grapes, and I won't be shopping here till you take them off. But then she goes to the other market. She has to buy groceries somewhere. And she tells that manager exactly what she's doing and why. And she wants them off there, too. But she says, I will go across the street and talk with my Chinese friend to learn someone that speaks her language, and we will do this up and down the block so that others can go in and talk and be comfortable in talking with the manager.
Now that works, I think I'm being the devil's advocate, that works, Peggy, I think only to the extent that at the end of the month when they tally their totals, they actually lost money. If you get five, say, 10 people, their job is to go around and tell all the stores, look, go by here, if you 10 families.
They also have a petition that goes to the manager and the produce buyer.
If they just go and tell them that, you know, 5 or 10 or 20 families, well, obviously they don't all buy at the same store, so at the end of the month, if that tally doesn't show a loss, you know.
I should have said they do shop at the same market.
Like, only to the extent that they shop at the, only to the extent that it's true, you know, that they're going to lose, it would be a damn good idea.
Esta idea, esta idea es que, por ejemplo, uno puede agarrar el apoyo de consumidores, por ejemplo, que no nomás compran para su familia, pero también, por ejemplo, compran para la parroquia o una organización. Y que si esas personas pueden ir al manejador de una tienda y decirle, yo no voy a comprar en ninguna tienda de esta cadena o en esta tienda hasta que usted quite la uva. Y luego, al mismo tiempo, esta persona se va a otra tienda, pero porque tiene que comprar algún lugar. Y muchas veces esa otra tienda también tiene uvas. Pues esa persona le dice al manejador de esa tienda, yo vine a comprar aquí porque allá tienen uvas y yo quiero que usted también haga lo mismo aquí. Ahora, César dijo que esa táctica trabaja nomás cuando la gente verdaderamente compra bastante en una tienda. Por ejemplo, si usted manda 20 familias que vayan de tienda a tienda diciéndoles esa cosa, y luego al fin del mes, cuando la cadena hace sus cuentas y ve que no hay ninguna diferencia, pues no van a creer. La táctica nomás trabaja cuando verdaderamente las familias han comprado ahí en esa tienda por mucho tiempo.
¿Quién? Mac, los que no han hablado, Mac, ¿quién no ha hablado? Who hasn't spoken yet? Okay.
Mi nombre es Antonio Santiago. Si no recuerdan ustedes, cuando agarramos nosotros, que íbamos a agarrar como llave en el boicoteo de Problem and Derry, que agarramos al Tribune of Vermont para ponerle la presión para que dejara de vender el Tribune. Entonces así podemos agarrar a una cadena y boicotear los productos que tiene, porque siempre hay una cadena que tiene productos que le pertenecen a él. Entonces, ¿por qué no le hacemos boicot a los productos que le pertenecen a la cadena más grande que se encuentra aquí en los Estados Unidos?
Did you hear that?
Oh, wow.
Did you hear that?
Okay, now, see, well, let's take Safeway, okay, to use this as an example. Safeway has its own products, you know, they have the S on them. Okay, now, what if you tell Safeway, okay, if Safeway, you don't take off your grapes nationwide, we're going to boycott your products. So it's a boycott, it would be a boycott of the products of a particular chain.
Maybe we should ask Jerry about that. Jerry speaks.
I should make a comment here because of the idea. I don't know if it can be done, but for instance, look, we've done it a couple of times and we never thought of it. When we took on DiGiorgio, we never went after DiGiorgio's grapes, because we knew that to go after his grapes would be, you know, what we're in now today. But we went after S&W Foods and Tree Sweet juices, you know, and it collapsed in something like 60, 80. It was the shortest boycott we've had. In fact, was the biggest thing we've tackled yet, maybe second to the largest. And we took care of him. When we went after Pirelli Manetti, we had a heck of a time until we zeroed in on Tribunal Vermouth. When we found out, after a hit and miss and a lot of investigation, that Tribunal Vermouth was it, you know. Once we began to hit Tribunal Vermouth, we got him to come to the table. So the idea of getting a chain store that's involved in some other product. It's not quite the same thing. It looks like a very good idea. It has a very, very strong flaws in it, you know. There's one very great danger, but we'll come to that later.
Frank Diaz. It would seem, I'd like to comment. It would seem, Antonio's idea, if I may, it would seem to me that it's getting really, really complicated. Here we are, we're boycotting grapes. And then we tell a person, okay, we're going to boycott grapes, but we're also going to like ideal foods. You know, Acme has ideal. Safeway has, you know,
Foremost.
You know, it's really getting, you know, complicated in the whole system of boycotts, you know. So maybe you ought to think about, you know, that, how complicated. I've been sitting here just trying to think of what's
going on
in Caesar's mind, really.
What's going on in my mind is I want to make you guys think, you know. That's what I want to make you do. I'm going to make you
think
and come up with some ideas.
I think we should all consider, you know, just getting down, before doing anything, just building up a consumer organization. Because it seems to me that we can't do anything without that organization. You know, we can't do boycotts without that organization. So, we don't have an organization. We don't have a consumer organization. And I think that's what has to be done before anything
else. Las ideas aquí que vinieron ahorita es que si empezamos a hacer el boicoteo, por ejemplo, de los productos de una cadena que no quiere quitar la uva, que el boicoteo se está poniendo un poco complicado. Nos estamos alejando de la uva. Y luego también seguramente nunca vamos a poder hacer nada sin una organización de consumidores para poder mover un boicoteo. Y luego también estaba pensando que estará pensando César, y César vio la respuesta, que lo que quiere hacer es que ustedes se pongan a pensar, o hacerlos pensar.
Mac, and then Jim.
I want to ask somebody that already been on the boycott, what do the union people that work in these stores, what do they do when you ask them for help?
I don't know.
What's that opinion, Mac? Preguntó qué hacen las uniones que trabajan en las tiendas, que les vamos a hacer boicoteo, y nosotros les pedimos la ayuda, el apoyo.
That's the first enemy.
Do they cooperate in any way? What's the problem?
Okay. When you go into the market and pick at a market, you argue first with the guy with the union man, you know, and then after that come the store manager. So you fight it first with the union.
DiGiorgio is picking Kenry grapes, and the Kenry workers are in a dispute with the Kenry, and they come and they say, "Max, pull your people out of the fields because they're picking Kenry grapes, and we got a dispute with the Kenry workers. How far would they get with us?"
Well, see, here's what I'm saying. If these guys are afraid of something, they're afraid of losing their job. And maybe you can come up with some ideas that they're not afraid of.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're afraid of the same things that we would be afraid if we were asked to do the same thing. And so we look at it in that way, then we can begin to think of how we can reach them, you know. It's a self-interest thing, you know, that it's hard to beat. It's their job, and you know. Just a moment, Jim and then Larry.
Lo que se está discutiendo ahorita, la pregunta era, por ejemplo, en cada tienda también se han organizado los trabajadores, por ejemplo, los butchers, o los que cortan la carne, o los retail clerks, los que hacen los recibos y todo eso. Ahora, esos tienen unión, y si nosotros vamos a hacer línea de guardia a su tienda, quiere decir que esa tienda va a perder dinero. Ahora, si la tienda pierde dinero, pone en peligro los trabajos de esas personas que están trabajando en esa tienda. Pues lo que se estaba preguntando es que si nosotros le pedimos el apoyo, por ejemplo, el Retail Clerks Union, que si nos van a ayudar, pues la idea es que es muy difícil que agarrar la ayuda de ellos porque es su interés de ellos también. Y sienten un poquito el calor aquí cuando están viendo que les estamos pidiendo que se dejen que les pongamos a línea de guardia en sus propias tiendas de ellos.
Jim?
Well, I mean, not the whole discussion into spin now, because I just, the thing is, all we've talked about here now is
yes.
Is how we're going to put pressure on the stores not to handle grapes. But the large percentage of people here, by the time they get to the cities, back east, there aren't going to be grapes in the stores anyway. So, in other words, by the middle of February, right now there's only about one car lot every other day going into most of the bar city. So, someplace along the line, we have to begin thinking about the immediate future. Although these things are important for when, let's say, June and July come, but in the immediate future, the only thing that's really relevant in putting, well, can we picket stores, and can we get housewives to turn things in, asking stores not to handle grapes, and can we get people to do this if they don't handle grapes now anyway?
Dice que cree que va a haber una confusión ahorita porque hemos estado considerando tácticas de cómo forzar las tiendas que quiten la uva, pero durante los meses que vienen hay muchas cadenas que no van a tener uva de todos modos. Por ejemplo, cuando ustedes vayan a algunas ciudades no va a haber uva porque todavía no empieza la temporada de la pizca. Pues, ¿qué es lo que van a hacer? ¿Cómo van a van a hacer línea de guardia para que quiten uva que no está allí?
Larry, do you want
to? Yes, I think in connection to what Dave is saying, then I'll say something about what Mark is saying. What Dave is saying, I think it's very important that we should try to develop ideas at this time to work towards the chain stores as to how we could put pressure on them not to buy grain this coming summer. That's very, very good idea there. But what Mark is asking us is, what do the union members do when we ask them to cooperate with our boycott? You know, in most instances, they direct us to do their offices, their business agents. So what does the business agent do? He tells you to go to his union. You go to his union is going to say to us, I'm sorry, but we have an agreement, and we can't break the agreement to the store. That's what they tell us. But there are union members that would help, and they can help by, if they have friends, they can whisper to the friends that they should buy grain. So that if they pass by the grain, they push the grain. That's the only way,
Padre dijo que ahorita tenemos que desarrollar ideas para que cuando venga la uva, a ver, pues tenemos que ponerle presión a las cadenas para que no compren uva cuando empiece a ver uva, cuando empiece la pizca. Luego también acerca de las uniones, dice que los agentes de negocio de las uniones nos dicen que vayamos con la unión. Y luego la unión nos dice, oh, pues no podemos ayudarles porque tenemos contratos, no podemos quebrarlos. Ya tenemos arreglos que no se pueden quebrar. Pues, pero la cosa que sí se puede hacer, que hay miembros que tienen amigos que no están en la unión, y de eso sí pueden cooperar.
Yo diría que ahorita, llegando a un pueblo, como no hay uvas, organizarlo. Bueno, ya sabemos. También lo que diría yo es que si yo llegaba a un pueblo que ya estaba las uvas, llegar con la idea de al mismo tiempo estar haciendo presión a la cadena y organizando el pueblo. Es todo lo que quiero decir.
A twofold idea. As you keep pressure on the stores, you also organize. Or you organize as you also put pressure on the stores.
In our doctor.
Oh, he said, to arrive now, even though there are no bricks, but to organize the city, you know, organize the people, you know, so that when the bricks come, you're all set.
Cuando llegamos a un pueblo, las uniones no hacen nada. So, hay que organizar el pueblo para avergonzar a las uniones.
La razón, and muchas veces, many times, when the unions won't cooperate, what you can do, if you can organize a community, then you can put the unions to shame. This happened several times.
No, it's shame them into action.
Yeah, shame them into action. Okay.
Paul, Joe, and Chavez.
Just according to some of the reports that we heard, from Jim or representative of the union, we are boycotting fresh table grapes, and we heard some reports that the growers, they put a lot of grapes on wine and also raisins and cocktails. So why not boycott everything that means grapes? If we could stop, the cocktails or raisins, because if we going to boycott this grape party this year, the growers, they will put more grapes, on wine and more grapes on raisins and also cocktails. Sí, había dije tocante de que estamos boicoteando las uvas frescas y sale que los rancheros se lo están desviando por un lado porque lo que no pueden poner en el baque lo están poniendo en la pasa. En wine y la están embotando. Este año irán a embotar más uva, irán a meter más uva a la pasa y irán a meter más uva al wine también.
¿Qué tiene que ver eso con acción directa?
Diciendo que esa acción directa porque estamos a boicotear la uva, todo lo que contiene uva.
¿Las pasas?
Seguro, es hace la uva, ¿no?
Joe.
Sí, yo nomás quería, muy cortitamente, muy pronto, decir una cosa. cosa. No, no se van a enojar conmigo, pero aquí lo que pasa es que estamos en primer lugar y ya nos hace como una hora que nos salimos de Correct Action. Número dos.
Salimos de la olla.
En realidad estamos soñando. Por ejemplo, cuando hablamos de avergonzar uniones, acción, esto viene siendo lo más un sueño, una fantasía. What I was saying is that about an hour ago, it seems to me, don't get mad at me, but it seems to me that we got away from our course about an hour ago about direct action. And I think most of us are really daydreaming when we come up with things like scare the managers into not buying grapes and shame the labor unions into helping us. This is just fantasy. If we want to sit here and talk about it, it's very nice, but I don't think we're in the right track.
Right.
All right. At this point, let's take just a minute. We are not coming out with any ideas. We're parroting all the things we've been saying for the last year. I think we only had three ideas, no ideas, I guess. No hemos salido con ideas nuevas, nomás estamos periqueando lo que ya tenemos un año tratando. Necesitamos pensar y agarrar nuevas ideas. The whole idea is, don't organize it. When you give me the idea, don't organize. Just give me the idea, plain, you know, don't put any flowers on or anything. And then we'll come back and we'll try to organize it. Chavez back there. I'm trying to get those who haven't spoken yet.
Back to the boycott of, for example, Safeway's product. Safeway has its own label. Many other chains have their own label, their own product. Sometimes we can't get people not to shop at a store because it may be the only cheap store around, because some stores just are cheaper than others, and you can't turn people away. You can get people not to buy their own label. In other words, boycott Safeway's label, boycott Lucky's label, or boycott Maker's label. Not just the grapes in the store, but their label. En español, estaba diciendo que en vez de boicotear nomás la tienda, hay muchos mercados, muchas cadenas que tienen sus propias etiquetas, sus propias marcas, y podemos convencer a personas a no comprar esas marcas, de manera que les estamos quitando no solo estamos combatiendo contra la uva, sino que les estamos quitando dinero también en que no se compra la línea de ellos.
I'm being educated in
names and
Lopez,
rank serial number
571360. That's my serial number. Anyway, I'm trying to get educated. This is why I'm listening to the pros, and it seems to me like we're spinning wheels here because the way I look at it, we're pressure is according to that sign over there is what we have to use, and we've used the picket line and the pressure on the that the housewives will use, and petitions, and maybe letters and stuff like this. But the pressure is to keep the manager from buying the grapes, and this is what we're going for right now, because like they said, there are no grapes in stock right now, or on the property, on the counters. And so what I want to know is, people have been saying too many things, but they haven't told me yet, how are we going to keep the manager from getting the grapes in stock to begin with?
La idea esta de ahorita que vino es que primeramente estamos perdiendo el tiempo. Parece que la gente, nosotros que tenemos experiencias, no estamos trayendo ideas que van a verdaderamente trabajar. Luego también que la cuestión aquí, o el propósito, es el quitar o prohibirle al manejador que compre uva. Y que eso es lo que se trata el asunto. Y eso es lo que debíamos estar pensando. ¿Cómo vamos a prohibirle al manejador que compre la uva?
Este foco.
Sí. ¿Has aprendido?
Este foco. Cuando yo lo saque así es que alguien se está durmiendo, ¿eh? Some people are going to sleep, so when I put this up, I want you to look around and see if your neighbor is asleep.
Everybody yell with them.
Yeah. También has to se prende el foco, the light, you gotta be, yes, your name.
My name is Phil Nichols, and I want to talk against that idea of boycotting Chris's Safeway labels and Lucky labels, because it seems to me when we do that, there will be enough people, like if we just tell people not to buy Safeway labels when they go into Safeways, those people who are going to be concerned enough to do that, we might just as well get them to quit shopping at Safeways. And maybe you only, and maybe I would estimate that the person who goes into Safeway spends 10% of his money on a Safeway label, which means for every 10 people you can get not to buy Safeway labels, if you can get one person out of those 10 simply not to go in the store, you have the same amount of loss of money. So I think we're going to be more effective if we just talk about getting people not to go into stores instead of talking about the labels in the store. And furthermore, I think we'll be more effective when we're talking about this is if we unify our direct action. It seems to me that everything we've talked about so far, you know, to a degree, has a lack of unity in the direct action. And it will be much more effective if we unify all our support and all of our people in a single form of direct action. I think we'll be much better off.
Dice que a él no se le hace muy buena la idea de usar la marca, por ejemplo, de una cadena como la forma de hacer el boicoteo, porque dice que por cada 10 personas que entren, por ejemplo, a Safeway y estén de acuerdo de no comprar, por ejemplo, la marca de Safeway, que esas 10 personas valen lo mismo que una persona que no compre allí nada. Y dice que hemos estado hablando de muchos ejemplos de acción directa y que lo que se necesita es unidad. Por ejemplo, usar una táctica por toda la nación para agarrar más, para que sea más efectiva la táctica.
Sí, señor Ramírez. Más recio, más fuerte.
Llegar con el manejador directamente y decirle, queremos que quite estas uvas de ahí. Si él nos dijera, ¿por qué quieres que las quite? Porque es una uva espirola y la transformamos. Si tú la quitas, tú das un favor y al mismo tiempo tú no pierdes dinero. Por lo tanto, tenemos bastantes tácticas para transformar.
Juan. Austin.
The idea is going to the manager and telling him if he doesn't take off his grapes, you know, to warn him that we have many tactics available to harass him.
Juan.
Well, I haven't seen anything about pesticides out there, and I think pesticides is going to be a direct action.
You think so?
Yeah. lo que dije en español era que yo hemos estado hablando más de como 3 horas. Y no hemos mencionado nada acerca de los pesticidas. Y de los pesticidas, las 2 semanas pasadas hemos hablado mucho acerca de eso. Yo creo que las pesticidas es una acción mucho, muy directa.
John, Mac, y then Kevin.
¿Según qué tanto pesticidas le echan?
John, yes.
Last summer in the Bay Area, big meeting. I wasn't at the meeting, but several people.
A little louder, will you please?
And I understand that every chain was a meeting between farmers' representatives and representatives of the labor councils, the various unions that are directly involved, such as the retail clerks, Teamsters, and the butchers, and representatives of all the chains. And what I understand, every single chain was at that meeting said, no, we're not taking grapes off. And yet, as we got into the boycott, you know, into the fall and the early winter, we saw that some of these chains were vulnerable and they did take the grapes off. But it only came about by pressure. And when they think about it, we tried several different means of pressure. And the only ones that worked were those that where we used direct pressure on the consumer. And where we, well, for instance, we used, picket lines and shopping. Stores and what Roy was talking about, going around with a loudspeaker, informing the consumers in the neighborhood before we picked it. And these worked. We saw these work. And the ones that didn't work were things like picking the Mayfair and the Lucky Warehouse. Now, we got Mayfair, we picked Mayfair for about 9 hours and held them up. It was probably a pretty bad inconvenience. But it didn't make them pick the grapes up. But some of the smaller chains where we picketed directly on stores and teleshopping, they took the grapes off. And I think stores the size of Mayfair and Lucky would do the same thing if we had two things. So, like we did with the Burlington boycott, when we concentrated all our efforts on Mayfair. And while it was, first of all, consistency, we stuck with Mayfair, I think it was about 5 or 6 weeks. And every day we were out, every single day. And it was widespread, you know, from Phoenix all the way up the coast. And from what I've been told, this was a major factor in making Burlington medicated. And I think this goes back to getting away from indirect action, getting and moving almost all our effort toward directly on the consumer. Now, my idea of direct pressure is not necessarily confronting the consumer face to face like a picket line. I think direct pressure is any method that you communicate with the consumer directly. And I think this ties in with public relations, because this, I think there's some public relations that is also direct pressure. If you send out letters to the editor, I think this is direct pressure because the consumer is reading that letter to the editor. If you have petitions, I think that's direct pressure. Even though it's not a picket line, even though you're not confronting the consumer face to face. I think that if we move more of our effort toward directly confronting the consumer, either it's in a letter to the editor or a petition or a loudspeaker or house to house leafleting, or if it's on a picket line, and if we attack the big chains, or just pick one, like the Mayfair or Lux, and we pick consistently every single day, you know, for as long as we pick it in Mayfair during the Burlington Night Boycott, and we hit them on a widespread basis, you know, like from Phoenix all the way up the coast, like we did before, then I think this is where we have to put the emphasis.
Max, then Kathy.
Pues hay dos puntos mayores que salieron aquí. Es primeramente que es algo que hemos estado discutiendo. Primero que lo más presión directa al consumidor es la única clase de presión que nos va a traer triunfo en quitar la uva del mercado. Segundamente que, y eso usando los métodos que ya se han discutido, y segundamente que iba a ser bueno escoger una cadena y en unidad a ir atrás de esa cadena para quitar la uva.
You know, leaving these guys out that already in unions and working these stores because they are afraid to do something, it's probably because they don't know what to do. And if we can figure some way, taking a contract into consideration, they're not breaking a contract, maybe Jerry can come up with an idea where we can get them all arrested, you know, for disturbing the peace or something, you know, what they couldn't work for there. Or maybe we invite them all to a party. But, you know, not us doing it without them knowing about it. We talk to them and get them organized and let them agree to it.
Esta idea es, hablando de agarrar la cooperación de uniones, por ejemplo, encontrar modos de que nos puedan ayudar sin que ellos quebren sus contratos o arreglos que tienen con las cadenas. Por ejemplo, una idea es, por ejemplo que no vayan a trabajar, pero darles una razón por qué. Por ejemplo, que los invitamos a una junta o algo así, les decimos que se enfermen o algo así. Pero encontrar modos que nos pueden ayudar sin quebrar sus contratos.
¿Qué hacen?
Rather far out idea, but how can we influence, like, say, Safeway stock? Is there any way that we could get to the stockholders?
Is Safeway listed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim?
He is listed.
Kathy's asking, with that experience with that,
Kathy's
asking, for instance, how can we influence the stock of any chain store when they're listed? She says Safeway is listed. Why don't you tell the briefings what happened with the...
I think you're referring to DiGiorgio.
Yeah.
Well, all we really know about in the case of DiGiorgio was that the stock went down. We had to watch it carefully. We didn't purposely affect the stockholder. The result was that we affected him, and we could measure the relationship of the attitude. But, for instance, we tried to get, for instance, the list of all the stockholders of the company. But you just can't get that. At least we couldn't then. In order to, they were thinking of trying to send out a mass mailing to them.
But in a way, we did affect the.
But it was a. We don't know what the fact after was. Effect, you know, wasn't a.
No, I think it was direct. See, the way I interpreted it is, you know, that as the publicity got out that we were after DiGiorgio, people had money there, were afraid, you know, so it seems to me they began to pull the money out and they were affected in a way. They didn't want to be having an investment in a losing proposition, they were afraid of the. But I don't know if this happened, but we know that that stock came down from what was
it? Well, it started out at 28 and went down to 14 and it's up to 35 now. It went up just very steadily after the
contract was signed. Okay, we have. Lo que estamos discutiendo ahorita es, Kathy estaba preguntando que si no hay algún modo que podemos tener una influencia al precio de las acciones de Safeway. Y le preguntaron a Jim. Jim dijo que, por ejemplo, nuestro boicot, pues las acciones que tuvimos contra DiGiorgio sí tuvieron un efecto al al precio de las acciones de DiGiorgio, que bajaron de 28 a 14, de 28 a 14, y luego subieron a 35 después de que el contrato fue firmado y todo eso.
And we know that the stock was affected because in the negotiations with them, when we're trying to set up the elections, the not the phone election, but the real election, at a couple of times, you know, when the attorney was very worried, he came out and said, you know, I was cussing the boycott because we had agreed to stop the boycott. And he said something very, very, you know, significant. And I think he said it because he was, well, you know, just mad enough to say it without knowing that he was giving something away. He said, you know what you guys are doing? So you're affecting the whole foundation of the Giorgio. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the stock, for example. And so we know them well that it was affected. Okay.
Yo no más quisiera saber si Gemara no tiene labels como dijimos a DiGiorgio con la S&W, no tiene labels de él, le pegamos a esa label.
No tiene. Tiene, pero no, los labels en la UBA no sirven de nada porque no son fixed labels.
No, like can.
Oh, I see. No. The question is, whether Gemara has labels other than grapes like DiGiorgio, like S&W. And unfortunately, they don't have okay.
I wanted to know if you can still file lawsuits against stores for unsanitary conditions even after the grapes are not in stock.
Jerry? Sanitary? What do you call
them?
Unsanitary.
I think it would be better to wait until just before the grapes come on and try and restrain the panel of the grapes. You know, we're going to get information from now about every 2 months on which growers don't have toilets in their field. Like, we sent out a memo to over 200 cities with a list of 30 violations, and they know the labels of those growers. And if those labels show up in a city, some consumer might want to bring a suit against the store to try and prevent them from having those grapes in their next season. But I think that should come at this time of the year.
Well, not this time of the year, but something to work on for a month in advance before the grapes.
Right.
And then another thing is with the pesticides, do we want to get, and I, this is something I'm ignorant about, do we want to get an idea of our cranberries here?
I mean, like what?
I mean, that's an important thing. We haven't discussed it at all, and I don't know how to work it.
It's not only an important thing; it's a very dangerous thing. People who eat grapes may even die. Well, let me tell you on the pesticides. I'll answer on the pesticides.
La pregunta fue que si no podemos hacer demandas, por ejemplo, los consumidores hacer demandas de las cadenas por estar vendiendo un producto que fue piscada abajo de condiciones que no son limpias, sanitarias, y, o abajo de muy mala sanitación. Y la respuesta fue que es mejor esperar, está un poquito antes que la uva llegue al mercado, para hacer la lucha de
de decirle al mercado que no compra, a la cadena que no compre esa uva, y luego después de que la compra, hacer las demandas. Porque ya se hizo, se mandaron 200 copias de un reporte por toda la nación que da una lista de los rancheros que han violado la ley acerca de esas clases de condiciones. Y pues en el futuro eso se podía hacer, pero ahorita no es el tiempo de hacer eso. Es mejor esperar hasta que ya merito ese tiempo para que la uva empiece a llegar al mercado.
Que no se puede lavar el cerebro como mientras.
Okay, I'm going to answer your question on the pesticides. It's a very dangerous thing for the union to go and tell people only grapes because the grapes are poison. Because even at this point, even if that were to be true, it's going to be very difficult to convince, not our friends, you know, are convinced, we'll say, we said the grapes are really, whatever we say about the grapes, they believe in, but we're speaking of the public, you know. Now, the danger is that we go out and start telling people, don't eat grapes because the grapes have pesticides, you know. Even though they may have them, because we have a 3-year history of grape strikes and boycotts, it's going to sound very funny to people, and it's a very, very critical point. If it happens, let it happen. Once it happens, all we can do is sort of direct it that way. But we can't, it's very dangerous to do it because see, it may backfire on us. That can be a backlash. And if we get on a backlash, we're in trouble. And so we don't want anyone to directly advocate that the grapes have pesticides, although they may have them, you know. But if we know the public well, it's going to happen. But it's going to happen because of them, not because of us. And then after it happens, after that period, you know, that it happens, then we'll be able to move our tactics, to change our approach to coincide with that. What I'm saying is that it's like eating watermelon. You've got to wait until it's ripe. You can't, you know, ripen it. You can't do it artificially, because if you do, we may get into a backlash, and it would be a very serious thing.
So in other words, in terms of discussing tactics for the use of...
We are going to discuss that later on. Yeah. It's like smoking, you know. It's proven that if you smoke, you get cancer. You have better chance of getting cancer in your lungs, you know. But, you know, a lot of people still smoke. Fred?
Did you say that in Spanish?
Sí. Estamos hablando de las insectos insecticidas son los venenos en la uva. Y me preguntaba la señorita que si podíamos usar eso, decirle a la gente pues que venía veneno en las uvas. Y la respuesta es de que no, porque es muy difícil, es muy peligroso comenzar a propagandizar que las uvas tienen veneno. Porque el público, no hablo de nuestros amigos, aquellos quienes están de veras con nosotros, ellos van a creer lo que nosotros les digamos. Pero nuestros amigos quienes... El público que no es amigo, pero que está con nosotros por angas o mangas, ¿verdad? Porque les conviene o porque nomás les llegamos al alma con el mensaje. Si miran que estamos hablando del veneno y lo estamos haciendo muy directo, pues es muy posible que agarremos una reacción contraria y digan, es puro barrio, nomás están usando el asunto del veneno como una táctica, como una movida chueca para quitar la uva del mercado. De manera que más después, mañana yo creo, vamos a discutir la táctica de las pesticidas, de los venenos, ¿eh? Pero por lo pronto no vamos a hablar de eso hasta que no lleguemos a eso. Eso va a discutir separadamente a su propio tiempo, con mucho cuidado, porque es necesario. Paul y luego a...
Frank.
Paul, Frank,
I was just going to ask that. I mean, if you could get a mayor of a big city, I mean, to endorse the boycott, do you consider that as a direct action?
Está preguntando que si agarrar el apoyo de un mayor de una ciudad es acción directa.
I will defend that idea because
that here we are harassing the markets, I mean, to stop them from selling grapes. And here we got the hospitals and jails and all those places, I mean, that are serving grapes. Lo que dije este, que si acaso agarrar a uno, por ejemplo, mayor de una ciudad grande, que cortara el huecateo de las uvas, este, y digo yo que defiendo la idea esa porque aquí andamos huecateando las marquetas, y mientras andamos huecateando las marquetas y no hacemos nada, tenemos los hospitales y cárceles y otros departamentos de la ciudad.